We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
7 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. It gets you bored on this Thursday night. We just had a good hour with Howard there. I call it an eclectic hour. We hit on a lot of different things, and I have a lot of things I want to get into here next 3 hours of the show. We'll have Jack Fritz later in the show, talk some Phillies. We'll get into the preseason game with the Eagles tomorrow night, who I'm excited to see out there actually competing against another team. So we'll get to the Eagles stuff coming up in a little bit here. And the Max and the, you know, the whole Kevin Durant thing, which I do believe there is a sliver of a potential for him to come to the Sixers, a sliver, more than Howard does. But I want to start with the Phillies, who lose today. I mean, last night was just an electric victory. They came back and they beat, you know, Sandy for the third time this year. Really the kind of game that has given people so much hope for this baseball team. And it's funny, as you look at the date on the schedule with the Phillies and where we are, they lost today. Today the offense really was shut down by a good young pitcher and they just couldn't get a clutch hit. It was funny, the game today, Gibson loaded the bases in the first inning, got out of it without giving up a run to the Marlins. And then at the end, the Phillies loaded the bases in the ninth inning with nobody out and could not score a run. It kind of evened itself out. They were due for a loss. I'm not going to lose my mind over today. And now the challenge of the Mets starts tomorrow. But we're at that point of the Phillies where we've been here before. I mean, I can think of two seasons in particular. We've been exactly here before. Last year, we were right around the date that Zach Wheeler had that incredible performance on Roy Halladay Day at a Citizens Bank Park against the Mets, and the Phillies were in first place. And I remember sitting here having the discussion of, do you believe? Do we believe what we're seeing right now is real? And we discussed it, and, you know, 7 weeks later, where were the Phillies? Out of the playoffs, as they usually are. And in 2018, now it was a different team. That team was not as talented, clearly. But the Phillies had almost the exact same record on this date and had an historic collapse. I mean, not just bad, they barely won again the rest of the season. They didn't even finish 500. Now, I think we all believe this team is better than that team, and this team will finish over 500, and they're not going to fully collapse. But we've done this before. We have been here before. And as I sit here on, what are we today, August 11th, for the first time in all of these years, I want to fully 100% buy in. I do. And there are reasons that I am moving towards that I'm almost all there. I want to. I mean, this team has been outstanding for the better part of 2 months. You know, Rob Thompson is putting together a you know, real case to win manager of the year. He's probably going to finish second to Buck Showalter, but he's got a real case. The Phillies have been more than competitive against the best teams. You know, they have owned the tiebreaker against the Padres and the Cardinals. They and the Brewers. They've been more than competitive against the best teams outside the Mets. The Mets, and we'll see if it changes this weekend, they have not been competitive against the Mets. The Mets beat them up for 2 months. But the other teams in the NL that are good, Braves, they've been competitive against Brewers, Cardinals, Dodgers, Padres, all of them. They either have a winning record or about 500. They've been competitive against everybody in the NL that's good outside the Mets. We'll see if that changes this weekend. So there's that. It's really good for 2 months. They have Rob Thompson pushing all the right buttons. The bullpen has come around. And they've done a lot of this without Bryce Harper, which I didn't think they'd be able to do. I mean, when Bryce Harper went down, I sat here the next day, that next week, and said, they're going to struggle. It's going to be really hard for them to score runs without a guy hitting at that level. And they've figured all this out. They have found a way. They bounced back from bad losses. They've cleaned up their defense today, notwithstanding. It's all moving in the right direction. And yet there is something about all of this. Maybe it's the trauma of these past years. Maybe it's September Phillies baseball, which I think has scarred me for life, being here doing final outs or with the September losses every year for five straight years. I mean, it's just, it's hell. I mean, Phillies September baseball has been hell for 5 years. Something about all this, I don't know how to explain it fully, except that I want to be 100% bought into this team, and I am moving closer to that. I certainly am more confident now than I was 5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I certainly now believe they are, you know, way more. I said 60-40 with Howard earlier in terms of making the playoffs. I was at 50-50 about 10 days ago. Now I'm at 60-40, maybe trending towards 65-35. So I'm moving towards it. But I want to know, and because you've all experienced this just like I have the last 5 years, you know, and we don't have to go back to 1964. If you want to, we can. But just recent history, this team, and they've changed a lot, but there's certain characters that have been here. Aaron Nola, who never seems to pitch well in September. They're going to need him to. Rhys Hoskins, who we know can be amazingly streaky. They've been kind of the common denominators of this thing for a while now. Those two have been the two guys that have been here for all of this. Now, some guys have been here for some of it, like Bryce Harper, but those two have been here for all of it. There's something about this team, maybe it's all these collapses or tough Septembers, that I want to be 100% in. I'm not quite there yet. Are you? 215-592-9494. Are you 100% bought in to this Phillies team? Incredible comeback last night. They have done so many things right the last couple months. If I do have some things holding me back, I think it's my own brain. It's the history of the last 5 years. It's also the reality that the schedule is going to get more to the middle of the pack the next couple months rather than the easiest in baseball. Those days are probably past them now with the Nationals and Marlins series that just finished up. So the schedule is going to be more towards neutral than it's going to be even. Aaron Nola, does he worry me in September? Yeah, he does, because he just never seems to pitch well in September. And as well as they've played, I mean, the Phillies have played great. It's not like they're so far ahead that if they take their foot off the gas even a little, oh, no big deal, they're still going to make the playoffs. No, they're, what are they, 1.5 up on a playoff spot right now? Milwaukee would be the team that's the first one out that could jump in if the Padres or the Phillies slip. So they have done all this. They have performed this well, and yet they were so far in a hole that all they've done is put themselves in a nice position, not an overwhelming one. 215-592-9494. The Phillies have played their best stretch of baseball in 11 years over the last 60 games. Are you 100% bought in that this team is different, special? Jimmy Rollins last night tweeted they have a special it factor to them. There's something special about it. Are you 100% bought in? Tucker, where are you right now on the Phillies? Are you 100% in that this is different?
I am, and I think it's different because you look at the cast of characters, and it has changed this year,
yeah.
Right? I'm more confident in the leadership at the front office, right? Dave Dombrowski is a guy who's been there. He's done that. He's been successful at every place he's been in his major league career, from Miami when he was in Detroit, go back to Montreal when he was there in the early 90s and what he was able to accomplish. Dave Dombrowski is the guy who wins everywhere he goes. He can throw in Boston where he won a world title. He may not leave a team great on the way out, but when he's there, he's win at all costs, and he's had success with that strategy. And I look at a guy like Rob Thompson, who I think is the best manager the Phillies have had since Charlie Manuel. He's a huge upgrade over Joe Girardi. He's an upgrade over what they had in Gabe Kapler. And then even Kyle Schwarber in the locker room, in the clubhouse. I know he's dealing with a groin injury, might miss a couple games. But this team just, it feels different because they have winners on their side. You don't have guys like Rhys Hoskins and Aaron Nola, who have never won a thing in their life, leading the clubhouse, telling everybody how to calm down. I mean, you look at the things that this team have done. They've had plenty of chances to implode. Think about that sweep against the Cubs.
Yep, that could have been
out of the All-Star break. Mm-hmm. Think about before the All-Star break, they lost three or four in a row, and they went out and beat the Braves in the ninth inning to come back and kind of halt that streak. I mean, they pull themselves up from their bootstraps every time it feels like they're in peril. And obviously, Bryce Harper's on the way back. Gene Segura just came back. This team feels like it's getting healthy and it's getting better at the right time, and you add in the fact that their bullpen has been borderline elite for these 60 games that we're talking about under Rob Thompson. They have a shot, and I look at their schedule moving forward. We can talk about they have seven against the Mets. Their other 10 games in that stretch are against Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, who aren't anything worth writing home about. And they also still have a couple more series against Miami and Washington. Like, they still have teams that they can beat up on, teams that they've been taking care of business of. I look at this team, and if they don't make the postseason, I think that would be an incredible disappointment.
Well, I'd be disappointed, too. 215-592-9494. We've been here before. The Phillies have had good runs. Now, this is the best one they've had in a long time, but they've given us moments last year. I mean, I remember that we sat here last year after the Wheeler start against the Mets, and they were in first place in the NL East. I mean, that happened. That was just a year ago. In 2018, their record around this time of the season was identical to where it is right now. And that team collapsed in epic fashion. It is understandable to have some doubt. But I feel like a lot of people out there, that doubt is going away by the day. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop in tonight. Are you 100% bought in on this Phillies team as we go down the stretch of the season? Because, you know, they're having moments here. Like last night was a moment those are the kind of games that win over a fan base. Down against the best pitcher in baseball this year, a guy that's on his way to winning a Cy Young, and they came back and they grinded those at-bats. They had six hits against him in the eighth inning last night. I mean, he doesn't give six hits in most games, and they had that in the eighth inning. It was a remarkable comeback last night for the Phillies. Yet there is a part of me that I'm still a little bit doubtful that they could cross the finish line. And that doubt is starting to go away, and I'm getting closer. But I wonder if anyone else out there is feeling a little bit of doubt, or are you all in like Tucker? 215-592-9494. The other thing to go with this conversation about fully buying in doubt, I thought it was interesting last night, Jimmy Rollins and his tweet about the fan base and about buying tickets to games and going down to Citizens Bank Park. Because, you know, J-Roll has never been shy about giving his opinion on fans, the fan base, on what fandom, you know, is here and how he feels about it. And obviously he loves the city, and he was a great, great player here and had such a great career and is beloved now, at, you know, post-career. But remember, this is the same Jimmy Rollins who called this town frontrunners when it comes to the Phillies, when it comes to baseball. So last night, Jimmy Rollins tweeted, "This Phillies team has it. It has taken some time, but they are here to win. Still seeing too many empty seats at the bank, though. Where are the sellouts that get the bank rocking and then make Philadelphia the best sports town in the world? Hashtag everybody hits." We had to throw that one in there. So today the Phillies had 25,000 at Citizens Bank Park. This team has now for 2 months played their best stretch of baseball since 2011, and they're not selling out Citizens Bank Park. I mean, the Phillies are middle of the pack in attendance this year. It's pretty rare that I look up and it's full. I mean, that's the reality. And I wonder if this is part of it, where people are paying attention, into it, hopeful, thinking, yes, it might, it could, this might be different, but not there yet. Not, you know, going down to the park as much as other teams that are all in get people to the park. Like, look at Padres games. They're selling out in San Diego. That is a party every night because that whole city is in on that team. That hasn't happened. Hasn't translated here yet when it comes to attendance. I mean, it just hasn't. That might change if this team continues to play well. Closer we get to October, I would hope it would. But I feel like we've had these conversations in other years too, where they're not. It's not where everyone is. I mean, it's not. And I understand that we're in a recession and it's expensive, but recession has been everywhere around the country, right? Some teams have more attendance than others. It's why the Phillies are middle of the pack in terms of the whole league. They're not at the bottom, they're not at the top, they're in the middle. Other cities have, you know, money issues too, and it costs a lot of money to go to baseball games in a lot of cities. Yet you look at Citizens Bank Park today, and there's, you know, 15, 16,000 empty seats at Citizens Bank Park. 215-592-9494. Have you fully bought in, 100% bought in to this Phillies team? Because I am trending that way. I certainly believe more now than I did 3, 4, 5 weeks ago. And I'm working my way there. But I can't pinpoint it. Maybe over the course of the show tonight, it's gonna hit me what it is. There's still something I'm a little, not worried is not the right word, but I'm just not ready to fully believe that they're this good. Maybe I just can't comprehend it because I didn't see this coming. But as I watch this play out, I look at it, I'm like, man, are they? Did they just flip the switch from where they were in May to now just like that? And this is not going to stop, and they're going to keep rolling. 215-592-9494. Robert is up on WIP. Hey, Robert.
Hey, what's up, Joe? How you doing, man?
Good, Robert. What are you thinking?
Joe, listen, a couple things. Howard, I don't know what it is with him, but what's wrong with saying there's a possibility? I mean, listen, Joe, the false hope, probably. But sometimes you've heard the old saying, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yep.
So maybe there's a little flame, Joe. Maybe it's not a huge wildfire. And I mean that kiddingly, of course, but... You know, maybe it's a little flame, Joe. Who knows?
Right. That's why I said 5%. Just a little flame. Little flame.
Why not? And listen, to be honest with you, eventually, if they're not getting what they want, they don't want that disaster over their heads for year after year after year. They're going to get rid of them. And, you know, let's face it. I think the camera I was talking to him one day, he's like, oh, well, the difference was with Anthony Davis and the other guys is they had no years left on their contract. So, they have more leverage. He's got 4 years left, so he could just sit. I'm like, yeah, well, that's true, but do you want him sitting for 4 years and not getting nothing for him? You know, he could still force his hand. I still think Durant has some leverage, Joe.
Well, of course, and I think his leverage could be by saying which teams he prefers, because if you're not a team he prefers, are you really going to give up everything you have? No, because you're going to be afraid he's going to leave or we're going to ask out of your team, yeah.
Right, right. And Joe, you brought up something real fast about the Phils being middle of the pack in attendance. And I was just telling Tucker, Joe, this is why. This is why I'm in, Joe, but this is why I'm not all in. We got a center fielder, and we traded, I think, was Ojavi our best positional
prospect? Yeah.
Prospect?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was.
So we gave up our best positional prospect for a guy that is not a full-time player. Okay? Maybe he's going to play majority of the time, but he's not an everyday full-time player. And also, we should have went in on Rendon, Joe. We should have gave up whatever prospect we had with Ohapi, and I would have been satisfied with Rendon and Robertson instead of, you know, the center fielder we got. His name's escaping me.
Yeah, Brandon Marsh. Brandon Marsh.
Marsh, yeah, yep. Brandon Marsh. You know, Robertson. That's why the bullpen, Joe, we go in. But we don't jump in the pool. We just dip our toes in the pool. And that's why the stadium is not sold out. Because you know what? When you trade for Rendon, Joe, you give him a 4 or 5 year deal. You make that deal contingent upon him signing here. You know what I mean? Just like you're talking about the Sixers have a 2 or 3 year window with Embiid. The Phillies, this is their window right now.
Robert, it is. I mean, you think about the age of their players. Robert, I appreciate it. They have some young players. Now, Stott is coming along, and I like Stott, and Bohm's obviously had a nice run here to get his career back on track. But it's an older team in terms of the guy, like, it's towards the back end of primes. JT and Wheeler, like, those guys, you know, they're not going to be this good, as good as they are today, 3 years from now. 215-592-9494. Are you 100% believing in this Phillies team? Have they got you 100% now as we come down the stretch season? We've been here before. Last year around this date, the Phillies were in first place, alone in first in the NL East. Zach Wheeler just pitched a gem on Roy Halladay Day. In 2018, they had almost the exact same record on the exact same date. The Phillies were right here, 14, 15 games over 500. They collapsed down the stretch of the season. This feels different. Are you 100% believing it is? 215-592-9494. I'm not there yet. Tucker's in. Tucker believes fully. I'm not there yet. Trending in that direction. We'll come back. Your phone calls and the attendance thing. I'll give you my thoughts on why I don't think people are going to games as much now as they used to. Hit that next. Your calls on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.